So let me ask you very pointedly, what have you been doubting that God could handle in your life? Oh, that's too hard. It's too big. That change is impossible. Yeah, well, listen for snickers from heaven. Yesterday's impossibilities are today's miracles. God specializes in the impossible. Don't ever use that word in reference to God. God can do anything. He is a competent Father.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Connection.
Your Heavenly Father is consistent. He never has a bad day. He never has a bad hair day. He doesn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. He doesn't wake up grumpy or grouchy. He doesn't say, you know, I really had a tough night. Who could I zap today? God just doesn't walk around going, man, that really ticks me off. No, he is a consistent Father. He is not moody. He is not fickle. And one of the things I can count on is that God always acts the same toward me. Look at this verse, 2 Timothy. Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. That is such a profound verse. I want us to read it aloud together. Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Now, we know that the world is changing. In fact, the world is changing faster and more than ever before. Everybody agree with that? It's changing more than ever before. It's changing faster than ever before. Years ago, Alvin Toffler wrote a book called Future Shock, in which he said that in times of rapid change, people need what he calls islands of stability. They need an anchor, a spiritual, emotional anchor to hang on to when everything else is flying off the wall. When everything else is up in the air, you need something in your life that absolutely never changes. To set your anchor in for the anchor of your soul, you need an island of stability in order to handle the stress. There's only one problem. Friends, on this planet, nothing lasts. Nothing. Nothing lasts. No relationship lasts. No wealth lasts. No health lasts. No job lasts. No economy lasts. No nation lasts. Everything on this planet is temporary. There's only one thing on this planet you can count on that is not ever going to change, and that is the consistent, caring love of your Heavenly Father. So if you want to make it through the next few years and the tough times we're getting ready to go through, you better put your anchor into that. If you put your trust in another person, they're going to change. If you put your trust in a job, it's going to change. If you put your trust in your wealth, your bank account, it will change. Anybody want to give a testimony? If you want to put your trust in yourself, you're going to change. You are going to change. There's only one thing that won't change: God. Our Heavenly Father, who is consistently loving, consistently caring, consistently compassionate. He says this: God will never go back on his promises. You know, this is an amazing thing. when you look at all the different religions, and they're all man-made, God, we're not talking about religion. We're talking about our intimate relationship with God. Every religion is man-made. And in all man-made religions, God is fickle. God is moody. God has to be appeased and pleased. And whether it is we've got to sacrifice a virgin, or we've got to follow this eightfold path, or these 10 steps, or these commandments, or we've got to do this and look this way and bend that way and pray this way and on and on and on and on. And we've got to appease God because God is moody. All the way back from Greek mythology, where the gods are fickle today, and so we've got to please them and appease them. But that's not the true God. God says in His Word, Malachi 3:6, I, the Lord, do not change. It's the only thing that doesn't change.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First, as our thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Culture changes, opinion changes, science changes. God doesn't change. Now, the Bible says this, God will never go back on His promises. Do you know the greatest cause of resentment and rebellion in children? The number one cause, broken promises. But Dad, you promised. But Mom, you promised. And it causes rebellion and it causes resentment, broken promises. But God keeps His promises. I never go back on my promises. He says, you can count on it. Look at the verse in the back of your outline. My God is changeless in His love for me. He is caring and He is consistent. Now the problem is all of us grew up with inconsistent fathers. I am an inconsistent father. Everybody is inconsistent. And as a result, that creates these insecurities in our lives. The first word that every little baby learns in the Middle East is the word Abba. Abba is the most intimate form of the word for father. It means Abba, Papa, Dada, Abba, Daddy. This is the word in Aramaic that Jesus used when He says we are to call God our Father. Daddy, Abba, Papa. The most intimate form of closeness Very intimate term. That's how personal God wants you to be with him. Call me Daddy, Abba. You know, now that my kids are having their own kids, they asked me what I wanted to be called. Did I want it to be called Grandfather, Granddaddy, Grandpa? And I said, Papa. Why? Because kids often learn to say it before they even say Mama. Papa. It's so easy. It just rolls off the tongue. Now Kate chose Grammy. Shoot, I was 9 before I could pronounce Grammy, you know? But Papa, as a baby, I mean, you know, you're learning that before anything. Papa, Dada, Mama, Abba. That is the term God says you are to call me. Even today, when my kids are grown and they call me up, the sweetest thing that I love to hear is, Hi, Daddy. 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 There's nothing greater than that. It's far better than the Right Reverend Rick Warren. Or Dr. So-and-so. Or a few other things have been called in the last month. Daddy. That'll warm your heart up anywhere. And when my kids were growing up, and they needed money, they would not come to me and say, Oh, most omnipotent progenitor of the Warren clan, thou who dost so sovereignly and beneficently bestow our heavenly allowance upon us, we beseech thee, O great creator, for a bounty of cash that we might abide in the house of the motion picture. If my kids had said that to me, I'd go, huh? And I think God, a lot of times when we pray these fancy prayers, God's going, huh? Me? Moi? God says, you are to address me, Abba, Papa, Daddy. That kind of intimacy is what God wants from you. Not a religion, but a relationship. And God longs for you to have that because he is caring and he is consistent and he is close. But there's one other quality. The Bible tells us in the fatherhood of God, he is a competent father. Now that's really important when you're facing big problems. He is a competent father. He can handle any problem you give him. Nothing is beyond his ability. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is beyond his resources. Nothing is, well, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy. No request is too big or too small. A woman once came to me and she said, Rick, is it really okay for me to talk to God about the small things in my life? I mean, shouldn't I just talk to him about the big problems I have and not talk to him about, like, if my face breaks out, or don't talk to him about the little things? And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, can you imagine any problem that you would have that God would consider big? It's all small. It's all small. There is nothing too big for God. It's all small stuff. You could throw your biggest problem at God and says, that's all you got? Can't you give me anything that's a challenge? Got anything a little tougher, a little harder? It's all small stuff to God. Nothing is beyond his ability. He is a competent father. Now that is so important because today we have an epidemic in our nation of incompetent fathers. I don't know if you've noticed, but on television, all dads are doofuses. There are no competent dads on television anymore. It's not Father Knows Best. It's Homer Simpson. Dope. You know? It's Family Guy. It's Tim the Tool Time. It's Raymond. It's King of Queens. It's King of the Hill. Today's dad is the butt of the joke. And everybody else is in on the joke except Dad. He's the one who doesn't get it. Mom gets it, the kids get it, but dad doesn't get it. That is the kind of father that society is promoting today. It's like the kid I heard this week was at school and he was bragging to one other little kid. He said, "My dad could beat up your dad." And the other kid said, "Well, big deal, so could my mom." But nobody can beat up your heavenly father. Nobody can beat him up. Look at this. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, I cut the word impossible out of my dictionary. It's not in God's vocabulary. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, it's amazing to me when my kids were little, what they expected me to fix. I mean, my kids expected me to know all, to fix anything, and to afford everything. And as they grew up, they learned that their father had limited knowledge, limited energy, limited resources, limited skills, limited everything. And when you first started growing up, you were probably thinking, "My daddy can do anything." But as you grew up, you realized he couldn't do a lot. There were a lot of things your dad could not do. But your heavenly father really can do anything. The Bible says this: God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers and desires and thoughts or hopes. He says, you think of your biggest dream. I'm a big dreamer. I've had a lot of big dreams in my life. I've seen God fulfill a lot of big dreams in my life. God says, I don't care how much you dream, Rick, I can still top it. I'm bigger. I can dream bigger than you can dream. So let me ask you very pointedly, what have you been doubting that God could handle in your life? Oh, that's too hard. It's too big. That change is impossible. Yeah, well, listen for snickers from heaven. Yesterday's impossibilities are today's miracles. God specializes in the impossible. Don't ever use that word in reference to God. God can do anything. He is a competent father. Now, because he is caring, and he is consistent, and he is close, and he is competent, and he wants you to call him Abba, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Reverence for your name. When you understand what God is really like, you want to reverence his name. You stop mouthing off God at every other word. You stop using God as a filler in your speech. Oh, my God. God, no. Oh, God. You need to apologize to God for that. You are not reverencing his name. Hallowed be thy name. God's name is not something you just throw around and say, oh, my God. Oh, God, you wouldn't believe this. And you just use it as a filler like, Is God everybody's father? No. I'll just tell you right up front. No, he's not. God created everybody. God loves everybody, but he is not everybody's father. You've got to choose to make him your father. I want you to be my father. Everybody's created by God, but not everybody treats him like a father. No. No. And just because you have the ability to create a baby doesn't make you a dad. There are all kinds of men who've, quote, fathered babies they never fathered. Providing seed doesn't make you a dad. There's a whole lot more to fathering than simply birthing a baby. God is the creator of everybody. And God loves everybody. And God wants everybody in his family. But you're not in his family until you choose to be. And that's why God sent Jesus Christ to earth, to make the connection. Because God is perfect and we're not. God is holy and we're sinful. And we need a bridge. We need a bridge over troubled waters. We need a go-between. We need a priest. We need a mediator. We need somebody to connect God and man. So God said, I'll have to do it myself. And he came to earth, and the Bible says this on your outline. God is on the one side, and all the people are on the other side, and Christ Jesus himself, man, is between them to bring them together. That's the connection. We're connecting to God. To bring them together by giving his life for all mankind. And on the cross, between God and man, Jesus said, because of the cross, I can bring you across. I can bring you across to God. How do you get in God's family? How do you make God your father? Next verse. We are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. It is only through faith. Friends, there's not a single verse in the Bible that says you connect to God through religion. There's not a single verse in the Bible that says you connect to God by being perfect. There's not a single verse in the Bible that says you connect to God by promising to never sin. It says the only way you become connected to God, get in His family, He becomes your Father, not just your Creator, is through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. How can I learn about God being my Father? That's what Saddleback Church is all about. It's why we have class 101, 201, 301, 401. It's why we do everything we do, women's ministry, men's ministry, small groups, because we want you to connect to God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love receiving notes and emails from Daily Hope listeners like you. Here's one that I got from Vio, a listener from Canada. She shared, "Pastor Rick, I'm eternally grateful for all the wonderful work you're doing. Your messages are touching my heart and changing my life, and I'm sharing Daily Hope broadcasts with other people. Last month, I was baptized at my local church, and God is truly working in my life. Thank you, Pastor Rick." Well, Vio, it's so encouraging to hear these kind of messages. Thanks for writing me. And it's exciting to hear that you're sharing this Daily Hope program with other people. And I'm also glad to hear that you were baptized. Every Christian should be baptized. It's an important step of faith that says, I'm not ashamed of saying that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm also happy that you found a local church family. You cannot be all God wants you to be without being connected to some kind of local church family where you live out all of God's purposes for your life. One of the most powerful things you can do is share your testimony, and here's one way you can do that. We've just added a Daily Hope testimony line where you can call in and leave your testimony for other people to hear. Isn't that amazing? It's easy to do. You can just call us at 1-800-600-5004. Okay, it's 1-800-600-5004, and just ask for the testimony line. And from time to time on our Daily Hope broadcast, we'll share testimonies that we receive from you and other listeners. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.